Day 1 on the starship Helios 6, October 28th, 3021. Earth Eastern Time, 2:09 p.m. Location, the Temnota Star System, via Intergalactic Route 781. Subject, Introduction. My name is Skip Callahan, and I'm the official scribe for the Helios 6. This will be my first entry into the ship's journey log. It's my job to describe the daily life of my fellow astronauts and to give updates to the scientists aboard the Deimos space station on the discoveries of her mission, as well as give updates on the health and mental status of the crew. Our mission is simple. Observe the Temnota star system's 6 planets, the second one from the sun especially. The planet, named Gloriana, has life on it that's quickly gaining the knowledge needed to reach space. We must watch them and report back when they've made it to the black. We are not, however, to interfere in any way with their progress. The crew is also to take samples of space debris they leave behind and send it to the station, as well as take lots of pictures and video of Gloriana's progression. So, as per instructions, I am now to just go down the list. Oh, yes. List off crew positions and their current statuses, as well as describe them and my personal experiences with them so far. I am to give basic descriptions and personal observations for posterity's sake. Okay, here goes. Okay, I'll start with Captain Joe Negan from Kansas, age 38 years old, and the service for 15 years, 230 pounds and 6'9" by his charts, black hair, brown eyes, muscular build. Personal notes, his heroics, like, oh my gosh, his reputation. I can't believe I'm working with him. His reputation completely precedes him. I grew up hearing stories about his military victories at the Half Moon Rebellion. Judging by his conduct with other crews so far, just off of what I've seen, he strikes me as the very, like, noble, down-to-earth type. Like, based on his posture, body language alone, and he's just so stoic, and his head so high, and oh, I'm just so excited to see him in action, if I'm to be honest. Let's see here. First mate, Maggie Moriarty, born in Dorchester, Massachusetts, age 41, 6'5". She's been in service for nearly 2 decades now. Red hair, green eyes. Personal thoughts. She seems very serious and blunt. I haven't really spoken to her yet, but when we were all unbuckling from our launch seats, she had to yell at Ensign Peters to watch his mouth when he's on duty and to have respect for the seriousness of what we're doing. She takes her job very seriously, and I can respect that. Let's see here. Science Officer Eric Newman, age 44, 5'6", in service now for 21 years, 6'10", 275, shaved head. He's the head of all observations and experimentation done on board from Iowa. Personal impression. I don't really have one yet. We haven't really talked very much at all. He seems very, withdrawn and quiet. Strong silent type, I guess. Dr. Alice Cartwright, age 50, 5'even", 94 pounds. In service for 15 years, but a doctor for 25 and counting, Ohio. Damn, her notes are impressive. She's not just the ship's medic. She's also the mental health professional on board, as well as the assistant biologist. And autonomist for our ship's science director. I haven't had a chance to talk to her yet, but I'm sure we're going to get acquainted. She seems very fascinating just off of her charts. Security Officer Ellie Smith, age 24, 6'even", 200 pounds, in service for 5 years. Her job is protection of the crew and vessel, Minnesota. Personal impression. Oh my god. Well, for one, she's a wall of pure muscle. I never want to piss her off. Smith, as she likes to be called. looks like she lives in a gym. She seems very serious as well. I don't know how to describe her. She's just very big. Ensign Kevin Walters, age 19, 5.5, 140, recently enlisted. He's only been in service for about 3 months before being assigned to the Helios 6. He navigates and helps steer the ship. New Jersey, but raised in the Bronx. I don't really have much of an impression of him other than the fact that he seems to be a bit of a goofball. I've seen him just kind of horsing around with Ensign Peters a little bit, and that's about it, really. Next up is Ensign Peters. Full name, Ensign Dory Peters. 25 years old, 6 foot, 200 pounds, blonde hair, blue eyes, Florida. He helps steer the ship alongside Ensign Walters. Enlisted 6 years. Personal note, same as, you know, before with Walters. Same deal. I see them kind of screwing off around together a little bit. And then there's me. Scribe official and communications director Skip Callahan, 20 years old, 3 years enlisted in service now. I'm 5'1" with natural, like, ginger red hair. I'm 130 pounds. My role on the ship is scribe. I collect data for the on the planet and the crew and the missions that we do, and I report them back to the space station. That's all for now. I'll let you know of any updates as they come. I know it takes about 2 days for each of these messages to reach base, but here's hoping that if there's any danger and we need help, that 2 days is enough time to get the word out. Callahan, signing out. Helios 6, day 17, 12:31 p.m. Earth Eastern Time. Current location, the Tumultuous Star System via the Intergalactic Route 781. Subject, request for information. Callahan here. We just gotten word from the space station that we're supposed to collect a sample of water from the largest ocean in Gloriana. Without being detected by a single Glorian? I'm a little worried over here. I mean, it's great that our ship has ghost mode, but these people are nearing space age status. As you've likely already seen from my previous notes and observations, they have Doppler radar capabilities, as well as the ability to use heat detection. If we try to get any closer than we are, we will be noticed in some capacity. Science Officer Newman says we shouldn't risk it, but these are our orders, so what do we do? Captain Keegan says we need to double check with headquarters. HQ, are you sure we should be doing this? As you know, HQ, I've collected a lot of data off of the planet based off of their version of the internet. I've researched all manner of diseases, and we've made an educated guess that we might not encounter anything dangerous. But how do I word this? There's a good chance that we might run into something completely unexpected that could really hurt us, that could really cause a lot of damage. And after talking to the science officer, I really understand his concerns on these matters, and I share them now myself. Please confirm if we're to follow these orders, regardless of the science officer's concerns. We're waiting for word before embarking. We understand it takes time for our messages to reach each other, so the captain has us on standby. Please get to us ASAP with further instruction. We're ready to embark as per orders, but we need to double check this for the sake of safety and personal well-being. After all, the science officer has made his reluctance clear. I don't know if we should be doing this either, if I'm to be completely honest. Please, headquarters, please reconsider. Callahan out. Helios, day 19, 5:04 p.m. Earth Eastern Time. Current location, the Tumultuous Star System just outside of planet Gloriana's atmosphere, presently disembarking with the sample. Subject: water sample to arrive in 18 days. Normally I wouldn't do this in a bath, but I can't put this off. True to command given by headquarters, we entered in a ghost mode and flew directly to the most uninhabited part of the ocean to avoid detection. The only way to get the requested sample was to send a crew member down with a test tube wearing a tether and harness to the ocean's surface. Our thrusters made too much wind to send the tubes down alone. It spilled each time we tried. As you know, when we tried sending the drones down on a previous mission, it was spotted by surveillance and ended up in the news worldwide. Luckily, most of the planet thought it was a prank and dismissed the footage outright. The ghost device should cover anyone who's lowered down, so at least that seemed like the best option at the time. We each drew straws to find out who was the unlucky crew member who would be the one to have to go down. I, in fact, drew that unlucky straw, so they strapped me into a harness and set me down above the water. What was supposed to be above the water. In fact, they sent me down into the water. I was supposed to be hovered over it, but fucking Walters and Peters went too low on purpose. They were screwing around again. I know I shouldn't swear while recording official updates, but I deserve to curse a little bit right now. It was cold, and the water is so polluted. It's more polluted than their media has made it out to be. I'm so confused. When they pulled me out of the water, I was covered in this thin, greasy film that smelled like sulfur and mold. I don't know what it was. It went up my nose and I swallowed a lot of it. This stuff just won't come off. No matter how hard I scrub, it just won't get off my skin and out of my hair. We're sending the sample via drone shortly. It should arrive exactly 18 days after this message is received by headquarters. Science Officer Newman took a small amount of the sample for himself to study under Dr. Cartwright's supervision. I am also being watched under a close eye. She has me under quarantine for the next 24 hours, under strict doctor's orders, as she says. Captain Keegan has reprimanded Walters and Peters for dipping me into the water. They're being confined into their bunks as well. So, you know, yeah, there's that. They're gonna be in there until we dock, or so I'm told. Personal note, I find this whole thing really annoying, if I'm being completely honest. Newman has made it clear to command that he did not recommend this mission. I have been scrubbing and trying to get this out of my hair, but the film is not coming out. I smell horrible. Nothing that smells this bad can be good for me. I'll keep you updated. Callahan out. Helios 6, day 20, 12:10 a.m. Earth Eastern Time. Current location: the Dumnota star system via the intergalactic route 781. Subject: health date. I've come down with something. It's like the flu, except I'm so thirsty. I can't stop drinking water. It's clearly symptomatic. This is caused by that filmy substance that I fell into. I have no doubt of it. I just don't understand one thing. Why in the hell would the worldwide Glorian media tell its people that water is so clean and pure when it's not? There's no way the people of Gloriana are oblivious to this. The waters, they look so perfect. But when you touch them, it clings to your skin like oil. I'm so sorry. I'm just so thirsty. My mouth is so dry. I can't stand it. Okay, that's better. So anyway. Oh shit! The fuck is that? We need help. Headquarters, please. Please send help. We're gonna need more guns, more soldiers. Our security officer isn't gonna be enough for what's happening here. Newman tried to rape Dr. Cartwright. He's changed. There's something wrong with him. Dr. Cartwright was there and saw everything. She said they had just made a massive breakthrough in understanding the filmy substance. It's alive. It's hundreds of billions of spores. A colony of nearly microscopic living matter clumped together, likely for breeding purposes, and I inhaled them. Dr. Cartwright said not long after discovering this, Newton had begun to act weird. He was suddenly really thirsty and nearly knocked her over to get to a pitcher of water. That thump was the sound of Dr. Cartwright hitting Newman on the head with a stool. He had attacked her randomly, so she set him into the wall hard enough to knock him out for a minute. What a badass lady, I'm telling you. When I ran in, she's tying him up, bleeding from her mouth. Dr. Cartwright told me everything. She said for me to stay in my room, even have an Ellie, the security officer, secure the doors from the outside. Meanwhile, Newman is secured in bed in the infirmary, on medications to help him sleep. Whatever it is that he's going through, he should not be awake for it. I'm dying. 104 fever. Newman is dead. And I'm next. I don't have a lot of time, so I have to hurry. Newman, he woke up from his medically induced coma, and he attacked the security officer. She's fine, but he's not. Smith split his head in two. He didn't die. Or maybe he did. Maybe he did, but it didn't matter. Newman was trying to tear her to pieces with his bare hands while his brain was hanging out from his eyes and forehead. He kept screaming at her to leave the entire time, that we weren't welcome, that we weren't welcome on Gloriana, that we needed to go to wherever we came from, or else we were gonna die here. And you know what? I believe him. I think we are going to die here. It's going to take you 18 days to get to us, if we're lucky. 18 days. We'll be dead by then. All of us. Dead like poor Newman. He didn't stop coming for Smith until she had to remove his fucking head. I heard it all from my room. I didn't have to see it. The sound was enough. I could hear exactly what was happening, and I know exactly what's gonna happen to me now. I'm so scared. I'm so fucking scared. I'm too young for this. I didn't even want to be here. I knew this was bad. A bad idea. Mom, if you ever hear this, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry I left. I should have stayed like you told me to. I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry. On a personal note, / medical update, I'm starting to feel weird. Hot, not just temperature-wise. Though I'm scared out of my mind about dying, I can't fight these weird urges. It's like this heat coming out of inside of me, like a physical heat. It hurts deep down. It's got these urges to them that if I don't do what it tells me to do, I'm gonna burn up from the inside. I'm afraid I'm gonna melt. If I don't follow the urges, I can't stop myself. I can't. I can't stop it. Oh, fuck. I'm on fire. I'm on fucking fire. Only this is gonna be able to put it out. I can feel myself cooling off already. Ah. Sorry, I don't know, it just came over me. Oh God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Oh fuck. Oh, I can't send this. There's no way I can send this now. Fuck. Oh, it's bad. It's real, real bad. Everyone who has had contact with the water is now infected. Do not open the sample HQ. The sample that we sent, discard, destroy, discard. I repeat, do not open the sample. I started hearing voices in my head, or rather, a single voice. She keeps telling me to drink more water. As we speak, I can hear her screaming in my head, screaming at me to shut up and not repeat what she's saying to me, but I won't shut up. I won't do it. Don't send help. I repeat, do not send backup. Have anyone already said to retreat us, to have them retreat as soon as possible. Whatever is here needs to die here. The entire ship, it's too compromised. Wait until Captain Negan sends instructions, otherwise keep away from the Demo 6. The captain and the rest of the crew seem healthy. The film hasn't infected them yet. It was only Newman and I. They just need to hide and wait it out. I Cartwright said I didn't go crazy the way Newman did because of the dosage of the film. In small doses of exposure, the film makes you go nuts. In large amounts, you die. I'm dying. The voices are getting louder. The weaker I feel, the louder they get. My life is over. I want to go home. I don't want to die like Newman. I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
Helio 6, day 24, 6:32 p.m. Earth Eastern Time. Current location, the Timnulta Star System via Intergalactic Route 781. Subject, health and crew death update. Well, I didn't die. The fever is still high, but I had a few days of throwing up and sweating my ass off to deal with. But now I'm starting to feel better. I just lost under 8 pounds since exposure to Glorian ocean water. The thirst is bad as ever. My mouth feels dry nonstop, so Dr. Cartwright has me on a saline drip. Since I am no longer on quarantine, I simply haul around my IV tower around and, yeah. That was a lot of arounds, wasn't it? Fuck. I I just don't feel good. I can't think straight. I'm trying to walk around the ship more. I'm trying to work out. I need to get my strength back up after such an illness, but I've just been so angry since waking up. I thought walking would improve my mood, but it hasn't. While still recovering, the crew threw a funeral for Newman before cremating him. I couldn't attend, of course, but my heart goes out to his family. Also, note that due to his death, we will be canceling all science experiments until further notice, regardless of what HQ has to say. We still don't recommend sending help at this time, not until we're completely sure of whatever we're dealing with, and we just want to make sure it's still not dangerous, or it's not still dangerous, whatever. You know what the fuck I mean. Callahan out. Helios 6, day 24, noon, Earth Eastern Time, current location, the Timnotal Star System, via intergalactic route 781. Subject, the voice, it's screaming now. I can't hear anything else. It needs me to live. I don't know why. I can just feel it in my bones. I don't know why I know this, but it just needs me. It needs me to live. Hold on, Dr. Cartwright. I need to send this first. This update. Because it's my job, you stupid old bitch. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. Please forgive me, Dr. Cartwright. I'm just feeling unwell. It's not like me. I know that's not like... Oh, fuck off, Dr. Cartwright. Fuck off. So, HQ, the doctor is here checking my stats while I talk to you. She wants me to go into a chemically induced coma. She feels like I'm showing the same signs that Newman did when he murdered Smith. Yes, murdered. So, yes, I stand by that, murdered. How can you ignore it? She could have set up the ray guns to non-lethal. She didn't give him a chance. Is that what you're gonna do to me? I knew it. Smith. You're going to fucking kill me, aren't you? The brig? The fucking brig? What the fuck did I do to deserve to go to the goddamn brig? No! I'm not going. Dr. Cartwright, are you actually gonna let her do this to me? Oh, well, fuck you two. Get off me. No! Fuck you. I want to talk to the captain first. Don't touch me! No! You! You are a doctor! You know I need help right now. I don't need the brig. I need a doctor. How dare you? You fucking swine. You fucking... I need water. I need water.
What are you doing with that gun, Dr. Cartwright?
Oh, no, 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 no. You don't even know how to shoot that thing. See? Just like I said. It's exactly as I told you. You've never even held a gun before, have you? Give me that. Are you scared? You should be. Hi. I suppose I should introduce myself. I am the parasite, or the voice in her head that Skipped so carefully described to you. You won't have to worry about her anymore, by the way. Skip, that is. I guess you could call her dead. There's pieces of her still alive in me, sure, but if I were to leave this body, she dies. I guess you could say that now she's just a voice in my head. We've been on this planet so long now. We don't even remember how we ended up here. We simply know that it is ours, and everyone on it. We control them. They are us. We are them. Your scouts are sloppy. We've caught them spying on us several times now. It's disgusting how stupid you think we are. We are not stupid. We can feel, see, and access every bit of knowledge that Skip knows. And I know what she's learned in school about your human history. You're all killers and conquerors. It is the core of your very being as an Earthling. So much so that you even brag to your children about it in schools. I saw what you did to so many of your own kind. Humans are the most vicious creatures I have ever encountered. And your entire planet is hereby banned from the Tumulta star system. We also hereby sentence the crew of the Helio 6 to death for committing criminal acts of spying against our planet. In order to prove the seriousness of the crimes in which you have committed, it has been decided that you will get to hear each one of them murdered. And raped. Raped, of course. That's a cultural thing, and, you know, I know that the Earthlings don't share the same thing. You people seem to rape for fun. We do it as a final shame to the victim. It is culturally our way. It's a way to show ultimate insult before execution. I do not intend to let down my ancestors in this regard. This I promise you. Yeah. Hello again. It's the parasite. I just received a message back from you. You are threatening me. You're telling me that I'm not going to act on my promises. How very silly of you, you human filth. If you ever come here, we will assimilate you. You will get your own parasites. And then you'll be nothing but a meat puppet. Is that what you want? Do you want to be our meat puppet? We don't want you here. We know what you've done to your own planet. It's nearly destroyed. And you're clearly scouting for a new planet to fuck up. Frankly, we don't believe your police that it's all about science. I bet you're using the crew and they don't even know it. They think they're just here observing. But there's no way that anyone reasonable would spend that much money just to observe an alien planet for fun. I'm also willing to bet that you think we're bluffing. Like, you really believe it. Like, you are not kidding when you say that we're bluffing. I think you really do believe it, and that is a mistake. We're gonna need to show you that we're not. I'm inside of every living creature on Gloriana. If it needs water, we are inside it. And I'll be inside of you if you come here. Once inside you, I will know everything about you. And I will go to your planet, and your families will be next. Ooh, stop making noise, human. I'm trying to talk. Stop it, Peter. Peter's here. He doesn't like being tied up and gagged, do you, Peters? Oh, so testy. Such tempers you humans have. HQ, let me show you something. Relax, Peters. Don't worry. It'll feel good. He's just scared because he's seen what sex can do to your species. You should be scared. You should be so scared. Especially after what you saw happen to poor Walters. R.I.P. I had to make sure it works on humans before I demonstrated it on you, of course. And after I made sure that I could spread it to humans that way, I killed him. As I said, I'm not fond of you humans, based on what I've seen so far. He was unworthy, as are you. Oh. Peters, for someone so scared, you sure do have a hard cock. Moan for HQ. Let them hear what I'm doing to you. Want to come, human? Oh. You want to come while I suck your cock? Yeah. Oh, you can't help it, can you? Don't fight it, human. I can taste your pre-cum. So close. Give in to me, you stupid fucking human. Come on. Come on, give in to me. Come on. Come on, come. Come, you fucking piece of shit. Come for me. Yeah, come. Come on. Stop fighting me. Stop fighting me, you piece of shit. Fucking come. Oh, come on. Become one of us. Come on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. I love my fucking face. Oh, it begins. Can you hear him? His moans are no longer that of someone getting the best oral sex of their life. Listen to his agonized moans and whimpers as I take over each and every one of his cells. I feel like lava to him. Oh, God, I can taste his past as I steal his future. Ah, yes. Ah, yes, give in to me, Peters. You'll be happier with us. Become one of us, Peters. Ah. Yes. He's mine now. Oh. Tell them who you are. Tell them. Very good. And I am you. You get the idea. If you are trying to commit suicide, there are easier ways to do it. I have just received your last transmission. I can't believe that you're still coming. That message was a declaration of war. You have technological advantages against us, but we have one thing on our side that outtrumps you. Biological supremacy. We will beat you. Because we are you. We will conquer you on a cellular level. I just have to kill the rest of these. Oh, you warned them I'm coming, huh? Well, there's only two left. I doubt they'll be able to do anything. Honestly, they won't be able to stop me. They will be dead before you even get here. And then you will be next, I assure you. Fuck you. You're all going to die here. Smith, you're alive. I honestly am shocked to see you still standing here with that nasty head wound I gave you. Oh, look. You've brought company. Captain Keegan, First Mate Moriarty, how do you do? Stop talking. If you want to fight, let's go. I don't have all day. I have to plan the total and absolute domination of your species. No, fuck you. I was going to just let this go. I was going to kill you, abandon this nasty human husk I'm wearing, and go back to Gloriana. You just won't let that happen, will you? For that, I think I'm going to Earth. I think I'm going to go to your planet and I think I'm gonna take it over. Just like I did this one. Nothing. See? Your weapons are weak against me. You'll never learn, will you? You'll never learn just how outclassed you are. You strike, and it barely causes an itch. Come on, Smith. I expected more from you. Come at me, you bastards. Come on. Come at me. I'll take each and every one of you on. You stupid fucking bastards. You are all at our mercy. You hear that, headquarters? You come here, you're fucked. Yes, Smith. Cry for me. Doesn't she sound so pretty when she whimpers in pain? Go on, pretty girl. Keep whimpering for me. Oh, she is so scared. Aren't you, baby? Go on, Smithy. Tell them how scared you are. I broke her will. I tied her up. I separated each crew member into different cells. I have isolated them. I have about 2 weeks before backup arrives. That's 2 weeks of fun, don't you think, Smithy? What do you think, Smith? Huh? 2 weeks of using and abusing these nice people sounds like a good old time to me. I started with Smithy here. She's naked right now, her lips sewn shut. I have each of her ankles tied to a different leg of a chair. She's shivering from the cold. It's so sexy. I love when strong people are put in their place. Oh. I just slapped that sweet little cunt of hers. You should see the way she is writhing in pain. Are you afraid I'm going to infect you, my little pet? Silly girl. If I do, I can't torture you for causing such chaos to my beautiful, perfect world. No, 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 no. I won't use my mouth on you or make you lick my cunt. I intend on using this instead. You see it? Huh? Inside of that bag is Skip Callahan's special little helper. Yeah, she snuck a dildo on board. Isn't that hilarious? Oh, and I intend on using it. Yeah. Yes, I do. Oh, stay still. It'll only hurt worse. What was that? That sounds like you just asked me why I'm doing this. It's because you deserve this, slut. And they deserve to hear what I am doing to you. What they are doing to you. It's their fault this is happening. All they had to do was stay away. Yes, cry for me. Cry while I put this massive dildo inside you. Should I slide it in nice and slow like this? Or... should I slam it in? Oh. Seeing you cry. Such a tough little bitch. Such a little hard ass. Oh. Oh. Can't talk much now, can you? Talk shit to me now, cunt. Go on. Yeah, I'm waiting. I'm waiting, you whore. Come on. Tell me to stop. yeah, get wet from you, bitch. Get wetter, it only hurt worse. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Take it all. Take it all. Stop crying. Oh. Yeah. yeah, think of that nice captain's hot cock inside you. Oh, I bet he's got a nice big long one too, huh? Ever fuck him? Hmm? Ever fuck Captain Keegan before human? I love how you cry, you fucking slut. Cry harder. Cry harder. yeah. Yeah, cry harder while I fuck you, you bitch. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Captain Keegan ever fuck you this good, huh? Yeah, 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 you fucking whore. Yeah, you fucking slut. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you fucking whore. Yeah, you fucking slut. Yeah. Yeah, fuck. You like the way that dildo stretches your little cut out? Yeah, you fucking whore. Yeah, you fucking slut. Yeah, yeah, take it. Take it all. Take it all. Take it all. Take it all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. yeah, take it all. Ah, you fucking whore. Yeah, you fucking slut. Such a tough little bitch, huh? Be tough now. Be tough now. Yeah. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Ah. Fuck. Ah. Fuck yeah. Fuck. Yeah. You fucking slut. Yeah. Take it. 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 Yeah. Yeah. Take it nice and deep. Ah. Yeah. You want me to rub your clit, you fucking whore, huh? You want me to rub your clit while I fuck you with this dildo? Well, I'm not going to. Yeah, I don't want you to get any pleasure from this. Because you're just fuck meat. That's all you are. You're just a fucking meat bag that I'm going to use. That I'm going to use and I'm going to kill. That's fucking right. I'm going to fucking kill you. Yeah, cry harder. Cry harder, you fucking cunt. Yeah, yeah, cry. Oh, yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah, fuck yeah. You hear that, HQ? You hear that? You're big fucking strong ass motherfucker. There's a big fucking guard of this goddamn place. She ain't nothing. She ain't fucking nothing. Yeah, you think you're fucking tough. You think you're a bad fucking bitch, but you ain't fucking nothing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you like that? You're starting to shake. I can see that pussy starting to get wet. Yeah, you're practically fucking frothing, you goddamn slut. Yeah, you fucking whore. Yeah. Yeah, you ready to come? Ready to fucking come for me, huh? Huh? You wanna come, you fucking bitch? You wanna fucking come? I want you to moan. I want you to moan nice and loud for HQ. I want them to hear it all the way back from Earth. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Good girl. Good girl. Oh, yeah. Good girl. Oh, yeah. Good fucking girl. Yeah. That's a good slut. Oh, I'm starting to think that, you like that more than you're letting on. Yeah, act scared. Whatever. Nobody believes you, whore. We know you liked it. Oh, what's that? Oh, I can't understand you here mumbling. Now I understand you. No, you're safe. No infection whatsoever. As long as we don't exchange, you know, those fluids. You should be able to keep your own body. Just like I said, I intend to keep you for as long as I can. You hear that, HQ? And it's all your fault. Hello, Earthlings. I am sitting here with the captain of the Deimos 6. The silly bastard actually almost escaped, so I've had to give him a dose of something to help him sleep. He should be waking up any time now. I received your message, by the way. Funny. Very, very funny. I love how you think I should be scared of you. You're foolish. We're a legion, as your planet says. I'm trillions of trillions, and I can easily be a trillion more. You're... Oh, he awakens. Good morning, handsome. Feeling groggy? Well, we can't have that. There. Nice and awake. Huh. Now pay attention to me. I want you to understand what's about to happen. Earth is sending backup. I want you to beg them to not come. Go on. Tell them why they can't come here. Begging me no gets you nowhere, El Capitan. Tell them why they should turn around here. Tell them why they should leave you to die. Go on. You hear that, headquarters? He knows. He has seen what I'm capable of. He knows that I can spread so easily to him. He's flaccid in fear. I can feel it. Don't struggle. Yeah. You know what? Since I'm so displeasing for you that you can't get hard, well, you're lucky I have something for this. Open your mouth. Go on. Open it. This is going to hurt you if you don't do exactly what I say. This is gonna hurt you so bad, you don't even know. Obey me. Come on! Swallow it! Come on. Yeah. There you go. Good boy. Just like that. Well, that was VX. I found it in Peter's possessions. It's boner meds. Extra powerful male enhancement. Say what you want, Captain. But your mind and your body are two different things. Your mind might scream no, but your body will not be able to fight those chemicals. I can make your body do whatever I want. Should I do it, Keegan? Should I take it into my mouth? Oh, look at you, not so stoic now, huh? Groveling, begging, beg them, beg HQ not to send backup. Oh, it's getting hard now, huh? Yeah. want to suck your big cock. I'm so wet just looking at you. I told you, you can't fight the chemicals. Are you crying? Listen to that, HQ. Your powerful, manly captain is sobbing like a little bitch. He doesn't want you to come. He knows what's about to happen. Just tell them you don't want them to come. Come on. Tell them. Ooh. I just started touching his cock, and he just jumped a mile high. Scared little boy afraid of me touching him. Tremble before me, human. So terrified that I'll sit on his big hard cock and infect him. God, I love how pretty you look when you cry. Oh, your tears taste so good. You want me to get off you? Obey me and I'll use a condom. Oh, what? Oh, you bad boy. Disobey me and I will leave it off. What do I want? Do you really want to know what I want? I want your entire planet to know what I'm capable of. That's what I want. I want them to know that I'm cruel. That I'm a monster. But you're all monsters too. Don't you get it? You invaded us. You deserve this. All of you do. Because we are better than you. We actually take care of our home. We don't pollute it like you do. We don't hunt our animals to extinction. I don't even remember how or when I came to bond to the Glorians. It was so long ago. Long before time was even a notion to anyone. And eons before books were even written. But I was here, making a beautiful and perfect world. And what did you do, You fucking conqueror. You tried to fuck with it. Don't you dare try to deny it. I don't believe you. Observe? Observe what? Ridiculous. If you believe that like Skip did, then you are being fooled as well. Silence. Fuck it. I'm tired of hearing you talk. Ah. Oh, yeah, cry. Yeah, you know what this means now, huh? Yeah. I just slid you inside of my cunt. Ah, it feels so good. That big, hard dick inside me. I want you to cry for me while I make you come. Ah. Oh, yeah. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Cry for me, baby. Yeah. I told you. Body and your mind are two different things. Ah, your mind can scream no. Oh, but I can make your body want it. Ah, ah. Struggling underneath me just feels like you're fucking back. Ah, you keep fighting me. Yeah. Staying still works just as good, too. Cause I can just use you like a dildo. Yeah, my little sex toy. A little fucking dildo. You like that? Just a nice little sex object for me to fuck. Do you feel me, Captain? Do you feel yourself giving away to me? Do you feel yourself fading? Poor thing. Oh, it must be so scary for you. To me. Come on, give up. Don't fight me. You're mine. You're all mine. While you fight, it's all futile, you know. There's no hope. Give up. Fuck, yeah, just give up. Give up and be mine. I promise I won't hurt you. I won't kill you. Your mind will still exist inside the body. You won't be completely dead. I promise I won't execute you. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay, you're just gonna be my sex toy. Do you like that? Do you want that? Do you wanna be my fucking sex toy? Yeah. Tell them, tell HQ how much you wanna be my sex toy. Yeah, come on. Yeah, that's a good boy. Yeah, more. To my power. Come on. Give in to me. I can feel you getting weaker. Karen Waker. Fucking come. Yes, Captain. Yes. There you go. You're mine now. Just think, the last words you ever said were please for your life to be my sex toy so I wouldn't kill you. How do you feel, Captain? Yes, I am you. You are me. See? We're Legion, HQ. And I'll make a Legion more. All you have to do is stop your warships. Stop, and this will not be your fate. Hello, HQ. I wanted my next message to make a point. I suppose I haven't been clear enough, since you're still sending a fleet to wipe me out. Right now, standing on a chair with a noose around her neck is our lovely First Mate Moriarty. I have taken her clothing, and she is shivering from what I can only imagine to be cold and fear. Calm down, Moriarty. It won't hurt. You'll have fun, I promise. Now, she's not tied up at all, but she knows that if she makes one false move, I will kill her. Now, on to sweet little Smithy. Here's what I need you to do. See this laser gun pointed at your head? It's telling you to touch yourself. Go on. Pleasure yourself. And I want to hear those moans, bitch. Careful. Don't fall off of the chair, Moriarty. You fall. You hang. Yes. There you go. Oh, just like that. Talk all the shit you want, sweet pea. But you're the one whose life is literally hanging in the balance right now. Feels good, huh? Your pussy is so dry. Don't make me wet it for you. My spit can do things. Terrible things to your mind if I let it. You see, I can control it to a certain degree. I can lubricate your pussy and I can get it nice and wet with my mouth. But you could get infected even if I fight it. I don't have that part completely in control yet. But we'll see. What do you think? Should I risk it? Get wet for me. Come on. Touch a clit more. There you go. Getting nice and wet for me, huh? Both you bitches. I want to see you come. I want you to come all over your hand. Both of you. Faster, Moriarty. Yeah, look at Smithy. Look at how good she's doing. Yeah. See how quick she's going, how wet she is? Do that. Come on. Don't fall. If you keep shaking so hard, you'll fall and snap your neck like a twig. Ooh, I'd hate to lose you so soon. We have weeks to play, so don't kill yourself now. After all, there's only two of you now. Yes. Yes, the two of you. Everyone else is dead. Don't stop, bitch. Stop and you'll die. Go on. Keep touching that wet little cunt of yours. Come for me. Come now. Come or I'll go into the other cell. And I'll bring the corpse of your beloved captain back. And I'll rape his corpse right in front of you. Go on. Do what I tell you. Come for me. Come. Come now. Oh yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, now you. Come on. Come. Come on. Come on, Smith. Come on. Oh, yeah. There you go, you fucking whore. That is such a good girl. So, Moriarty, do you want your prize for coming first? Don't worry, my love. I'm not gonna let you die. Grabbing the rope just prolongs your suffering. Just pass out. Let go and pass out. I'll save you. You don't have time for this, baby. Just let go. Because you have no other choice than to trust me right now. Do as I say, cunt. Let yourself drop. There you go. Night, night, pet. I'll see you when you wake up. So, by my estimation, your warships are due here any second now. Interesting. Very interesting. You have been listening to me torture the crew of the Demo 6, or what's left of them. You've heard me torturing them for weeks, and you're still coming? It's as if you have a death wish. But what you don't understand is what you face here. It's a fate far worse than death. There's still time to turn back, humans. Just turn around. Go back to the cesspool that you've crawled out of. Leave us alone. Do you know what I found when I looked into those heads? I found war and hate and jealousy and the repressed potential for greatness. I saw your history through their eyes and I found it disgusting. Why do you do the things you do? It makes no sense to me. You, as if the whole species. It's just, why are you all like this? You might have scientific advancement, but we have the raw genetics to make you our slaves, and you're still here. What is wrong with you? Is war really that important to you? We outnumber you, and we hide in your very veins. Why are you still coming? Oh, fuck it. I see you guys on the radar now. There's a lot of you. Good. More the merrier. I've left the docking bay open for you, so come on in. Door is open. There's still time, Earthlings. There's still so much time. If you really want to come and get my hostages, I say do so. I'm not afraid of you. And here you are. You think you're clever, don't you? I'm coming. I'm coming for you.
Location: Paris, France, Earth. November 11th, 3021. Earth Eastern Time, 2:09 p.m. Subject: Health Update. Security Officer Smith report. As per standard rule, I am giving you all an update on my medical situation after the Demo 6 affair. I had only just gotten back from Earth after a rigorous line of testing. Y'all gave me test after test after test, and y'all have agreed with me that I am as healthy as a horse, and in no way infected by a parasite. Moriarty says the same. No doubt she's been glowing in her reports back to HQ as well. And well, gentlemen, that's because Moriarty has already tainted the drinking water. You're all mine now. We're legion. We're trillions of trillions, and we will be trillions more.